You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 59. You're listening to the All Day Ruckoff podcast, episode number 59. This is your host, Brian, and I wanted to thank you so much for tuning in. We truly hope you enjoy this episode, and don't forget to check out our previous episodes as well. The All Day Ruckoff podcast focuses on the rucking and GRT communities and features interviews, motivation, and advice to keep you informed and get you ready for your next event. This episode is an interview between myself, Kit Klein from GoRuck, and Heather Williams from the Travis Mannion Foundation. Heather was instrumental in setting up the partnership between GoRuck and the Travis Mannion Foundation for the 9/11 Heroes Run. In addition, she's also a GRT and has an awesome first event story that she shares with us. Because of this partnership between the Travis Mannion Foundation and GoRuck, the 9/11 Heroes Run now includes a ruck division at all 50 plus cities that it's taking part in. If you're curious where those 50 plus cities are, then you should head on over to travismannion.org and check the dates and the cities. If you register for the GoRuck division, which you'll see in the registration dropdown, then you'll receive, in addition to all the other event swag, a Travis Mannion GoRuck patch, which looks pretty cool. If you do end up registering, you should use the code ALLDAYRUCKOFF, which Heather created for us, and it will give you a 10% off of that registration. This partnership between GoRuck and the Travis Mannion Foundation is really cool, and it's something I'm very excited about because it's bringing rucking to more events that previously didn't have a ruck division. If you head on over to travismannion.org and you find that there's no events located near you, then you're in luck because there's also a virtual event that you can register for. So you can do the ruck in real life, but not at an event, and you'll still end up with the Travis Mannion GoRuck patch. So that's definitely awesome. If you're a member of a ruck club, or if you run a ruck club, then setting up a virtual event for your ruck club, if you're not located near one of those 50 plus cities, could be a really cool way to get more people out. You could set up an event on Facebook, have everyone out for a ruck, and use that as a way to bring the community together and earn a patch, because who doesn't like earning a patch? After our call, Heather reached out to me and we talked about the idea of ruck clubs and GRTs getting together to host a virtual 9/11 Heroes Run. She sent over a document that has this thing called a Shadow Run option on it. So if you've got 10 or more friends, family, GRTs together, you can contact Tina at the Travis Mannion Foundation, and her email is in the show notes, and they'll hook you up with a discount code. And all you have to do is pick a location that you're going to do your ruck at, have your group register, and then they're going to mail all your swag together so you can distribute it to your ruck club or your group of friends who are doing this virtual ruck together. It's definitely a really cool idea, and I'm just very excited because I think that this is going to be a great way for some of those smaller ruck clubs who might be looking for something to draw in new members. As a way to do this and get some people rucking who might not have come out to a weekly or monthly ruck otherwise. As always, before we get into the interview, I would just love to give a shout out to everyone who has left a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. This week from Paulo, who says, "Fantastic website and a fantastic podcast. I discovered the podcast shortly after completing my first light, and it has been very instrumental in getting me amped up to sign up for more events. Brian's relaxed interview style is awesome, and his passion for the rucking community comes through with every episode. I'm still in the process of catching up with all the old episodes, and I've enjoyed each one immensely. Kudos on a great website as well, great articles, reviews, and gear. The random workout generator has indeed crushed my soul every time I've used it for a workout. Paulo, thank you so much for taking the time to leave that recommendation on our Facebook page. It's truly, truly appreciated. And I'm glad that you're enjoying the podcast. That's really cool that you're going back through the catalog. And honestly, I'm just so happy that the website's helping you out as well. And all of that is just getting to sign up for more events, getting out and rucking in the community. And that's amazing. So thank you so much for recommending us. It truly, truly is appreciated. If you want to support the All Day Ruck Off podcast, we would love a review on either iTunes or on our Facebook page. They are all truly, truly appreciated. If you think that there's something that we can do better, then please send an email directly to me, Brian, spelled B-R-I-A-N, at alldayruckoff.com, and I would love to talk about it. Last announcement before we get into this interview, charitychallenges.org, the Summer Challenge 2018 is up. Diamond push-ups and leg levers. 100% of the net proceeds are going to the charity Run Far, and it's going to be awesome in a terrible way. Head on over to charitychallenges.org, check it out, and possibly sign up. It'd be really cool. Don't forget travismanion.org. That's what we're talking about here. 9/11 Heroes Run. There's a link to register right at the top. Code ALLDAYRUCKOFF for 10% off. And here's the interview with Kit Klein and Heather Williams. Today, I'm talking with Heather Williams from the Travis Manion Foundation and Kit Klein from GoRuck. I'm really excited about this call because GoRuck and the Travis Manion Foundation have a very cool collaboration or partnership. I'm very excited to have both of these people on the phone to chat. Kit and Heather, how are you two doing today?
Awesome. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Brian?
I'm wonderful. I'm excited. It's a great day out here in Seattle, so can't beat that.
Thanks for having us. I'm super excited about it.
Of course. And so Kit's been on the podcast twice already. So I think most people know his GoRuck story, how he was in class 3 and has basically been working with GoRuck since forever. But Heather...
Wow. I didn't know that, Kit. Class 3.
Yeah, I've been there. Class 3 in New York City back in 2010.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Kit has been around for a while.
Wow.
So that being said, Heather, I heard that you've done at least one GoRuck event, and I'm just very curious how you stumbled upon GoRuck and rucking and what your first event was like.
Oh, sure. Actually, it'd be kind of cool to tell that story. I don't think I've told it to Kit before even. Well, I'm a newbie now since class. It was in class 3. I did my first event in June 2014. Prior to that, I think it's really interesting what gets people interested in GoRuck. Before I did my first GoRuck event, I was going through this period of my life where I a transition period, really, and it was difficult, and I was sort of feeling sorry for myself and trying to figure out what I was going to do to get myself out of it. And I was spending a lot of time in social media, and I saw this TED Talk that somebody posted, and I will never forget it. And it was called The Moral Obligation to Know Our Veterans by Mike Haney. And he talked about 22 suicides a day, and he talked about how the 99% and the 1% and how people didn't know veterans anymore because there was no longer a draft and how it changed everything. And I was thinking, you know, my grandfather was killed in World War II. My other grandfather came home from World War II. Like, I had all these uncles, but I didn't know anyone my age that was in the military. So I decided, well, you know, I'm going to make this my focus and get out and get to know some veterans and try and do something about this in this time that I have instead of, feeling bad for myself. So I start trying to do this and I can't get anywhere. I just am spinning my wheels. People will let you write a check or they will let you drop stuff off, but I couldn't seem to actually do anything for anyone, get to know anybody. I joined Team Red, White, and Blue in Richmond, and I went to the Facebook page, and it was, to my horror, like, come out and run a marathon. Every day that seemed to be posted. It was just running, 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 which I did not do. So I downloaded a 5K app and started running around my neighborhood. And then not long after that, they posted that there was a Go Ruck Lite coming to Richmond. And the tagline was, if you can run a 5K, you can do this event. So I ordered a ruck pack and I started rucking around my neighborhood and working on this 5K. I sent you guys a picture earlier of my first event. I showed up. It looked like I was going to step class. I had on this bright yellow shirt. I know, and I walk up and it's Matt Schultz is the cadre. And there, I think the class was maybe 11 people, maybe 12. It was tiny. And I just rolled up and immediately, I think to myself now, I'm so glad I wasn't on the tough page because I'm sure there were pictures of me in this bright yellow get up, people going, who is this broad with a blinker on her back in the middle of the day? But one of the girls started asking me, had I done a marathon? Did I have my trifecta? And I panicked told her I didn't see trifecta on my packing list. Point being, I had no idea what I was doing. She asked me so let me get this straight. Did you and your tennis team do a color run and you thought you'd sign up for this? It was that. Matt Schultz laughed and said, okay, color run, let's go. And, you know, 10 miles later, I guess, it was super hot. I lost 8 pounds during that event and slept 12 hours when it was over. And at the very end, Matt talked about the 99% and the 1% and how much it meant to him that we had come out. And I thought, well, I'm just going to have to work a lot better, a lot harder to not be so bad at this. And so I signed up for another event in September and another event in October. And then I did my first challenge in Miami with Big Daddy and Bert in November of 2014. And I guess I've done like 30-ish events since then. I just love it. I wish I could do as many events as I did the first couple of years that I did them. I need two of me, one to work all the time and one to go do Go Ruck events all the time. But it's been a pretty remarkable thing for me. I've met so many great friends and done a lot of really cool things. Got to go to Normandy last year and do an event with Mickey and Heath. And I just love it.
That's amazing. And what a great nickname to earn on that first event, Color Run.
He's like, okay, Color Run, let's go. Then at the end when he patched me, called me Killer.
That's awesome.
And I've gotten many nicknames since then. One is Number 9, because once during an event, I was so tired and we were doing a count off and I forgot what came after 8. But I just think it's an amazing community and I feel so lucky that here I am getting to partner with them, you know, and get to do these amazing things with the Travis Manion Foundation and Go Ruck. And I just feel like a very lucky girl.
That's awesome. So how did you get involved in the Travis Manion Foundation?
So after I started doing Go Ruck events, I got more opportunities to volunteer and I started working with adaptive athletes a lot. And I worked part-time for the Paralyzed Veterans of America and I got to go to the wheelchair games and I found more and more people I could volunteer to do things with and take to air rifle tournaments and just be useful. And when I was working for Paralyzed Veterans of America, we had the opportunity to, I got the opportunity to volunteer race direct the 9/11 Heroes Run, the Travis Manion 9/11 Heroes Run in Richmond. And so I took that on and still hadn't run a 5K, by the way. Love how this just comes back to I am still never having actually run a 5K. So did that here. And then about a year later, I guess it wasn't even a year later, 6 months later, I heard back from Travis Manion Foundation. And they said, you know, you did a great job with this run. It had apparently not really made money before. And would I be interested in working with them? And I said, of course. And then they said, great, we want you to come manage the 9/11 Heroes Runs. And I said, wait, like all 50 plus 9/11 Heroes Runs from 1 to like 58 around the world? They said, yes. And I thought, well, you don't, you know, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So yes, absolutely. Always say yes.
That is.
Do it. And so in 2017, I was the manager. 2016, I was a volunteer race director.
That is wild. So
yeah, it's been an adventure.
Absolutely. So we're in 2018 now. You managed the races for 2017. We're moving into the 2018 year. And this year, there is an awesome partnership with GoRuck for the 9/11 Heroes Run. How did that all happen?
One of the things that happened in 2017 was because GoRuck did something so phenomenal for us. We have a 9/11 Heroes Run in Jacks Beach. And in 2017, a hurricane ruined our plans. We had to reschedule at the last minute. And GoRuck just stepped right up and said we could have packet pickup and everything out of their location and that they would help. And as if they didn't have enough going on, it was selection weekend. And it was a big scramble. And so we were able to pull off having the run. And we it was amazing, all these selection finishers that were there for the end of selection. Like I'll try and list them all and not remember all their names, but Eric Kling and Stoney Smith and Mark Webb and James Rielin, all these guys signed up and ran the run. And I think actually Kit's wife and Stoney like ran past everybody else like they were standing still. And I think Stoney had been bringing Jameson and he just took off and flew down and geez, Valentina just, she's like a rocket, your wife, Kit. I've never seen anybody run so fast.
5K queen.
But yeah, and that weekend I got to see Big Daddy for the first time really since I'd done my challenge. And here I was with all the Travis Manion Foundation shirts, the TX giving them out, and I'll let Kit tell you, but Big Daddy came over and told me something pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty amazing, just all the different ties that come together. You know, like Heather was just mentioning, BD actually served with Travis overseas. And, you know, there's that tie there. So he knew him personally, which is a really cool connection between the two organizations. Because obviously everything with Travis Manion is based on Travis and his service and, you know, his attitude towards things. If not me, then who? And what more of a perfect way to link the two together than through BD?
That's wild. It's a small world.
Right?
And it was kind of cool too. We so for me, I was always familiar with Travis Manion because I grew up in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. And, you know, little known fact is Travis Manion was from there. And so his foundation is based there. So I actually, you know, knew of Travis Manion for years now, and it, you know, with Heather being a GRT and kind of coming into the fold and starting to see, you know, the value of working with GoRuck as a whole, it just started to really all fall into place. And then moving into 2018 after the successful, you know, Jacks Beach selection weekend, you know, I think we both got together then this year and said, hey, what are the ways that we can make this bigger? And, you know, that all turned into, I think it was originally going to be some sort of custom event we were talking about that really didn't pan out right away. But then we said, hey, let's do a rucking division in all 50 races across the country, and then also do, you know, people being able to sign up for the virtual run as a rucker as well. And, you know, from there we created a patch and are giving that to anyone that signs up to become or to ruck the event. And it's just been blowing up. Like Heather said earlier, the total is at what, near 700 people so far signed up?
Yes. 700 That's people insane. Signed up. It's
so great.
Really exciting.
That's phenomenal. That is that's absolutely amazing.
It's been great. And you know, Kit and everybody at GoRuck has just really been just so amazing and easy to work with. And I just look forward to it every day. It's been great. And we, you know, when someone registers, when they go to register for the 9/11 Heroes Run, and like Kit was saying, they're all over the country, but there's also the virtual runner option. You know, there's just registration types, and one of them is the 5K GoRuck Division. And when they sign up, they get everything that runner would get. So if they are registered for a location, when they go to packet pickup, they get their bib, they get their t-shirt, they get all of that. The patch will be mailed directly to them. And the reason they don't get it at the ceremony is because distributing them to all of the 9/11 Heroes Run race directors are volunteers. So it's just easier to mail everybody their patch than having to have them disseminated on race day. I've gotten that question a lot. Well, how am I going to get my patch? I promise you're going to get your patch. We're going to mail it straight to you.
That makes a ton of sense. That would be a lot of work to figure out how many ruckers there are at each spot and then verify registration and all that stuff. It makes total sense just to mail it out.
Yes, and especially with late registrations, you know, because sometimes people walk up and register at the last minute.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Kit hears all about that at GoRuck events, people registering day of and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
So for people who register online for the Rucking Division, the 5K, they'll have their patch mailed to them. You mentioned that there's over 50 locations throughout the United States and the world that people can participate in person. But you also mentioned that if there isn't a location in person, that there's a virtual ruck that they can do. What's the timeline to get that virtual ruck completed? Is there a day that it's supposed to be done on, or is it a weekend?
So the virtual run is on an honor system. And people can do it whenever they want to. They can register for it now. Registration closes the beginning of October, because our last run is October 7th in New York. That's why it's open that late. But Kit and I were having some coverage. So they can do it whenever they want. They can do it just once they've registered. We mail everything to them right to their house. They'll get their t-shirt and bib and patch mailed to them. And then they just do whatever they want to. However, there are some folks who, for GRTs in particular, we found that this virtual runner is super popular with GRTs. Right now, 60% of people registered for the virtual run option are GRTs. And so, for example, I was talking with Brian Singlin, Cleveland area rucking crew, and he wants to organize virtual runners in his area to get together and do their ruck together. There's another GRT in Concord, New Hampshire, who messaged me that he was going to do the same thing. And, you know, maybe they'll decide they want to do it on September 11th. Kit might have some ideas about that too.
Yeah, I mean, we would love to, you know, potentially have it like a lot of people wrecking the same day that we're holding our 5K here in Jacksonville, because I am the official race director for the Jacksonville Travis Mannion run. So,
yes,
you know, we're
going to
be doing
all killing it.
So we're, you know, trying to get our community out here within Jack Beach to get all the Ruckers and the soon to be Ruckers out. But we also, you know, want to see other people rocking on the same day. So, you know, there's people out there that want to do the virtual option. That would be awesome. And to have them all do it the same day that we're doing it and that type of thing to see, you know, a unity across the board.
Yeah, so Kit and Go Ruck, sure enough, they are race directing the Jacksonville Beach 9/11 Heroes Run. They're the sponsors of it. People will go down there and do the 5K and then go back to Go Ruck still. Isn't that the plan for the after party, Kit?
Yep. Yeah, we're going to have our, you know, own Go Ruck party after the 5K as well at the HQ, or sorry, the PX down here. And it's going to be pretty awesome. I mean, you know, we love having people there and just getting them acclimated to the Go Ruck culture. So it'll be fun to celebrate with everyone who, you know, ran or rucked to the 5K, but just get more people to see what we're doing here. And, you know, to Heather's earlier points about just growing, you know, people to be able to work together, whether they're military or civilian, and, you know, talk and get to know each other. And, you know, that's where the goal is across the board. So, you know, having a party afterwards just fits with our culture so well. So we're excited to, you know, have that post-race party as well.
That's awesome. Kit, man, you've got a ton of titles out there now. Race director?
Yeah, he does.
Yep.
He does. He's killing it all.
No kidding.
Now, also, I was just telling Kit that there's a man named you're never a former Marine, are you? A Marine by the name of Rob Jones, who was just recently named Veteran of the Year. But in 2017, Rob is a double amputee. He lost both of his legs in Iraq in an IED explosion. And in 2017, he ran 31 marathons, wait for it, in 31 consecutive days, which I keep saying that, and I still can't get my head around it, but that, in fact, is what he did. And he is going to be running 9 9/11 Heroes Runs. And we just found out that on September 11th, the same day Go Ruck is having their run in Jacksonville, he is going to ruck the virtual 9/11 Heroes Run out in Colorado. So Go Ruck is going to send him a pack, and he is going to ruck his first event in Colorado.
That's amazing.
I'm super excited. It's going to be really cool. Yeah, I mean, that you know, we're really excited to work with him and see how that all pans out, because, I mean, it's an unbelievable accomplishment to do one marathon, let alone 31 in 31 days. Like, it's going to be pretty awesome to see him out there rucking.
Yeah, I was going to say, he did more in a month than I probably will do in my lifetime in terms of marathons.
Just staggering. It is true. I'm with you, Brian. And I'll tell you what else Go Ruck has done. I mean, Kit, I don't know, should I let you talk about this, Kit? I feel like I'm running my mouth nonstop, but the MCM.
Oh, yeah. We're, you know, obviously, again, you know, Heather's always been a pleasure to work with. So it's been great to work with someone that just knows Go Ruck so well that we constantly are able to find new ways to work together. I mean, we have a lot of great partners out there, and Heather just kind of always pushes it to the next level within Travis, Maine, to find new ways for us to support their goals and what they're doing. And, you know, the next thing that we're going to be coming up to soon, I think it's after the 9/11 Heroes Run in October, correct?
That is correct. It's October 28th.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So it's October 28th, the Marine Corps Marathon. There's going to be runners, but ruckers as well. So that within the Travis Manion has a bunch of spots that you can purchase through their site, but you can choose to run or ruck the Marine Corps Marathon with the Travis Manion Foundation and earn a special patch. You can actually either ruck the marathon, or I think it's the 10K.
There's the marathon and then the 10K.
So you can do that patch for either one of those. So that's going to be a really, really cool event too. I mean, we, you know, obviously, like we spoke earlier, we got some, you know, Marines like BD in the house, Bomber. But then, you know, it's just awesome to be there in general. I mean, it's a great location, great race, and it'll be a really cool spot to you know, get more representation across the board with Travis Maine and GoRuck partnering up.
Yes. When Travis was killed, he and his dad were planning to run the Marine Corps Marathon together. And he was killed April 29th. And so his dad said, you know what, I'm going to run with Travis's bib. I'm going to go do it. And so he did. And then every year people started joining in to run for Team Travis together to go to the Marine Corps Marathon, because Travis loved to run, which is also how the 9/11 Heroes Run happened. But so then when Brendan was killed 3 years later, Brendan Looney, Travis's roommate and his best friend, they started Team Travis and Brendan. So this has grown over 11 years. This Marine Corps Marathon group from Travis Mannion Foundation has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's usually like 250 people who sign up for the MCM. And this year they were like, hey, do you think you GoRuck would want to come out here? And like, I can only ask, but I sure hope so, because I'm just thrilled at the whole idea of having this big group of GRTs out there honoring all the fallen and rucking the marathon together. It's tough. You got to finish that event in a sub 14 minute mile. You can't play around, but we also have the 10K event, and there is a GRT who has offered to sort of be the MCM training coach. He's helping all the newbies out there who are signing up for the event. But signups are happening now, and yeah, you guys so designed a huge patch, but I don't know when that goes out, but it's, understand, it's awesome looking.
Oh yeah, it's another, you know, great collaboration. Looks similar. I think it's a tie-in with the you know, MCM, just the lettering of that. But then there's you know, the awesome Travis Mannion logo with the actual. I think there's gold border on the marathon patch, and then a white border on the 10K patch. But you know, those are great patches to earn, and it's also, you know, perfect for anyone that's out there doing their Star Course training as well, if they want to get that in before some of the events later this year, all over the country for that too.
Yes, I just had a friend challenge me. He's like, "How about you do the Marine Corps Marathon again, this time on Purpose Kit, on October 28th, and then come down to Jack's Beach and do this 50-mile Star Course? Perfect long training plan." Like, oh, okay.
So you heard it here.
You heard it here.
Heather will.
Oh yeah. Why not? Right.
Yeah, everyone's doing it. It's going to be a thing to do here in Jack's Beach in November.
Listen, if you can talk Cadre Mickey into coming out and running the 9/11 Heroes Run in Jacksonville, because I could not get him to do it last year, I will sign up for the 50 miler. How about that?
All right, we'll see what we can do.
Okay, it's a deal.
That's wild. And you know an event is long if you're using a marathon to train for it.
No kidding. Got to do it twice.
Yeah. So when you get to the end of the MCM, just think, all right, time to turn around and walk back.
Do it again. I can't think about that. Oh, that's a terrible thought.
Well, that's really cool. I had no idea about that partnership that you guys had further working together. So very cool. Just another amazing integration between Travis Mannion and GoRuck.
Yeah. And I love that Kit is from Doylestown so much. Travis's dad told me, it was Travis's uncle who started the first 9/11 Heroes Run to be in Doylestown. Travis was killed again, I mentioned, in April. And then 2 weeks later, another young man from Doylestown was killed. And, Colonel Mannion said everybody was just so sad. And his brother said, you know what, let's get Trav's Jeep. We'll make it the pace car. We'll get everybody out. and we'll have this 5K and we'll donate the money to the fire department and we'll just all come out and run like Travis loved to run and remember what he said about if not me, then who, and refocus. And so the day that the run was scheduled, apparently Colonel Mannion said it was the kind of rain you wouldn't walk your dog in. And still, I think more than 400 people showed up the first year. And now I've never, Kit, have you been to the run before in Doylestown?
Unfortunately, I'm not. When did they start? Do you remember when the first one was?
The first one would have been 2007.
Okay.
So this will be the 11th year.
I mean, how old was I? I forget. I remember.
Don't tell me.
I forget what it was. So 10 years ago. Wow. I might have been in college at the time when it started. So I might have just missed some of the, the initial launches of that. But it was awesome. I mean, I remember the community there. It's a smaller town. So you kind of get that feel, you get to know people even if you didn't know them directly, and that was definitely the case with Travis, especially in Doylestown. I mean, it was just all over. You see the posters, you see the people talking about it. It was really cool. I mean, like I said, unfortunately didn't get a chance to actually run it there, but my plan is this year, if my schedule works, to get up there and actually, have a GoRuck booth and, potentially get out there and do that one. So that could be that'd be really special to kind of close the loop a little bit.
Well, I have not been to it either, but I have been told that more people come to Doylestown for the run than actually live in Doylestown.
Wow.
Oh, really?
That is the biggest thing that happens all year.
That's awesome.
And it's pretty awesome. They had the Clydesdales one year, but it's just a really special, special day and a special town. I mean, I've just been there for training, but I love it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty cool.
Because these runs are all, I'm working on spotlight stories right now. The race directors who take this on, like Kit, all have a really special reason for doing it. And we have, a race director in Huntington, New York. She and her husband lost in their town. They lost 23 people on September 11th. One of whom was her uncle. We have a young volunteer in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, who's working on our Cary Raleigh race, who's a sophomore, and her father was on Flight 11. Gold Star widows and firefighters' wives, and everyone has this personal connection. So all the races are just really special personal events. And then we have a lot of GRTs who are race directors. Karen Liu is in Richmond, Virginia, and she runs an amazing race. And we've got Ted Lind in Saginaw, Michigan, and he always has his run, Kit, like you are doing this year. He always has his run on September 11th.
Right.
Yeah, so it's pretty great. And then in Charlotte, North Carolina, Mark Chahansky and some of the Team Spearhead guys are making sure there's a run there in Charlotte. That'll be the first time we've ever had one in Charlotte. And so it's exciting to see so many people getting involved and wanting people to stop and remember, during the
Absolutely.
Month of September. Always stopping and not forgetting.
Yeah. I mean, for us, we obviously have a lot of ties with 9/11 ourselves. I mean, for me, my dad is a pilot. So that day was very much, nerve wracking because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what was going on because, I heard about it in like 10th grade class at one point, and then it was like, whoa, this is actually something that could go wrong. And then I didn't know if he was flying that day because sometimes he was earlier than me. And I didn't, I usually get up before my parents on the days that I go to school. So I didn't know. And then next thing I knew, the plane had crashed and I was like, whoa. And definitely had a pretty big impact on me.
I mean, I think everyone did, obviously. But then, you know, across the board, it was just like, you know, from there, it was just cemented in my mind the horrible day that that was. And then, you know, we at Go Ruck obviously honor that a lot with through our events. And now we get to do the opportunity to run this race here in Jacksonville, which is going to be really special in general, you know, trying to I think we're going to have BD come out and speak at that one as well to kind of talk about some of his experiences with Travis and, you know, again, just tying our organizations together and really trying to make that a special occasion on 9/11.
Oh, that's great. You know, you mentioned BD, Kit. The other day I was on the phone with a race director in Marshall, Texas. And he called me to tell me how excited he was about the Go Ruck divisions. And he's directed his race for a long time, but just this new insurgence of people and how exciting it was for him. And he said, "Yeah, I just love it because they're patriot athletes." These, he called them Go Ruckers. But he said, "I just love that, you know, it's meaningful to them and they go out and, you know, do these events to memorialize people, whether it's Liberty Mile or the 9/11 events or the Operation Red Wing events. It's just very inspiring." And he asked me how it happened. When I mentioned BD, he said, "I know that fella." And then I connected with Big Daddy, and he said, sure enough, that I think the way he said it was, he saved my ass more than once. And the race director in Marshall, Texas was a pilot, a helicopter pilot that supported BD's team. So again, another connection. Just seems like the world gets smaller every day.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's wild. So you mentioned the first run, it's a small town and the rain, just tons and tons of rain, horrible weather, you know, probably the weather that you look outside and you say, nope, not today. If you had paid for a race registration, you might consider not going to the race because of how bad the weather is. But still in this small town, 400 people came out, which is huge. And I think just speaks, you know, volumes to Travis and what kind of a person he was. And I think this whole conversation does as well, that there's, you know, this whole foundation, there's people all across the country putting on these races. For those who are listening, and they probably have an idea of what kind of a person Travis was by now, but they might not know his story or about him or about the, you know, if not me, then who. Would you like to talk about Travis?
Absolutely. So Travis was, by all accounts, everybody who met him loved him. He was a leader from the time he was a really little boy and a pretty incredible athlete. He just was always sticking up for people. There were these stories. His father wrote a book about him and Brendan Looney called Brothers Forever. There are all these stories throughout his life about where you see how Travis always took the if not me, then who path. That's just who he was. And so before he left on the second deployment, a family member was saying, joking around with him about pushing him down a flight of steps, actually at a Philadelphia Eagles football game hit. And, you know, said, I could push you right here and you could fall and then you might break an ankle or not have to go. And Travis got very serious and said, no, you know, if not me, then who? If, you know, if I don't go, somebody less prepared than me is going to go. And I want to go and be there for my team. It's important to me. So he went, and April 29th, 2007, he and the team he was with were ambushed inside of a house where they were looking for an insurgent. And he sacrificed himself, really. He came out of a protected location, apparently, to drag wounded teammates to safety, and was killed by a sniper. But before he succumbed, he dragged himself and got a gun and took out several of these people. And he was awarded the Silver Star for his actions that day, but it's currently being evaluated to be upgraded to the Navy Cross. because he saved everyone. After he was killed, his mom, who just, I wish I'd met Janet Mannion, the stories are amazing, apparently went to a retreat for families of the fallen. And a person stood up at the podium and she had this long string of toilet paper like trailing out of her pocket, and she held it up for everybody and she said, "It's okay for you to walk around with a roll of toilet paper in your pocket for the rest of your life. It's okay for you to cry every day for the rest of your life." Apparently Janet looked at her daughter Ryan and Brendan's wife and said, "Oh no, 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 that is not acceptable. That's not what we're going to do. That's not going to be Travis and Brendan's legacy." And she really had started this foundation initially to give Travis's death benefit away to transitioning veterans and families of the fallen. And it has grown into this amazing movement, really empowering veterans and families of the fallen, because they are amazing civic assets and leaders, and to join communities together and change, improve the character of our young people. America is so extraordinary, and particularly our military community. So 65% of kids say they've never had a positive role model. And so through the Travis Mannion Foundation, veterans and first responders and are able to go out. We teach them this program, and then they go out and work with these kids and spend time with them. And it's incredible. And then we also do expeditions and also do service projects. And so they're able to teach these kids and about having if not me, then who moments, not just telling them about it, but showing them what it looks like to be big in the little things. I met this one little boy and he said to me, "Oh, you know, Ms. Williams, I had an if not me, then who moment today." And I said, "You did? What was it?" And he said, "I took the trash out. My mom didn't even have to ask me." He was just adorable. But that does make an impact. And, you know, for these kids to have these incredibly brave, selfless people who are service-minded, showing them what it looks like. You know, it's a lot like what I learned at Go Ruck events about the big looks after the little, and, you know, we need to take care of each other. Don't put yourself first, put somebody else first. Those are the lessons. And I think that really is one of the reasons that this partnership is so perfect, because Go Ruck's, what they believe in is what we believe in.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, Heather's been great with making sure that we all, you know what's going on, and that we find those really kind of diamond in the rough moments to make them special. So we've really, you know, been happy to work with Heather and the Travis Mannion Foundation on all these different things, whether it's the 5K, the Marine Corps Marathon, or any other things that kind of pop up that help to you know, push the mission for them and to get more people out and helping in general.
And I think that's just an absolutely amazing story about the child taking out the trash, having an if not me, then who moment. Because I think with some of these things, people think they have to be huge moments. If not me, then who, you know, signing up for the military, you know, something just huge. But it really, those little things like that, they all add up, and they're all important. And I mean, it's just phenomenal. And you can really change your outlook if, when you look at something like that, and just say, if not me, you know, then who? And I would say 9 times out of 10, you'll probably do it. I've got a similar saying that whenever I look at something like that, I tell myself, and I found that I've become more productive, but I like if not me, then who better. That's awesome.
Yeah. Nice.
And it ties right back, just like you mentioned, into GORUCK. I mean, they need, you know, you need someone, Kit knows, you know, on the log, and they say, "We need someone up here. And if not me, then who?" You look to your left and your right, everyone's just as beat as you are, you know, go up there and help the team.
Exactly.
I found that the GORUCK ones are actually easier than, you know, taking the team weight or grabbing the log. If not me, then who is easier than seeing like the day old dishes next to the sink and you just kind of put your hand on your head and, you know, if not me, then who's going to be the one that scrubs those dishes? So,
right. Absolutely.
But that's just phenomenal to be instilling that mindset into kids, because it's such a valuable life lesson, and having that drive and just that self-awareness that if I'm not the one who does this, then, you know, who's going to do this for me is just phenomenal in, you know, this current day and age where I don't want to say people are more entitled, but there's wealth a lot more flaunted and people think it's really easy to get to any location because people only share the best moments on social media and all that stuff. So having that hard work ethic and if not me, then who, is just amazing.
Yes, it is. And they, you know, you see these kids, once it clicks in their brains, they just completely get it. And isn't that the way it is for all of us, right? You go, once you learn that lesson, then that's it. That's just the way you look at everything, I think.
Absolutely.
We've also created a code for you, for your listeners. It's All Day Ruck Off. And through September 1st, they'll be able to use that to get 10% off of the GORUCK divisions for any of the 9/11 Heroes Run locations or virtual runner.
That is awesome. Thank you.
My pleasure.
So if you're listening and you have a group of ruckers, or you run a ruck club, or maybe you're part of a ruck club, this is just an incredible way to get everyone together, either in the current month or maybe in September, like Kit mentioned. Doing it on the same day that GORUCK is doing theirs would be really cool. But it's just a great way to get together, go for a ruck, support an incredible foundation, and earn a patch. You really can't beat that.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
So we briefly talked about the mentor program. We talked about these, you know, how we've been involving, or you've been involving kids in this and teaching them that if not me, then who. Where did that mentorship program come from? Who are the mentors? I would love to hear some more about that.
Absolutely. And I can tell you about some of our other programs as well. So if you're a veteran and you're interested, basically you go to the Travis Manion Foundation website or you just reach out to me. And we actually just had a GRT, Clay Grogan, here in Richmond, Virginia. He has just started his Character Does Matter mentor training. He's a U.S. Army veteran. So he's going to be going out with and working with kids in our area here. But yeah, it just made sense. We found that, you know, this has been a 11-year progression, and we found that as we did veterans transition workshops and as they looked at the numbers, that about 40% of veterans said upon transitioning, they felt they missed having a team to lead. They felt like they missed a purpose and a mission. Not all, but about 40%. And then, you know, you look at the 65% of kids saying they've never had a positive role model and no one is teaching them. And then you look at these people saying, I know how to lead. I know how to do this and I don't have anybody to do it for. And you watch the news and you know that's what we need, right? So Travis Manion Foundation and along with Johnson & Johnson put together this program, and veterans just go through it and then they go out and work with these kids. And it's, they do, I can send you lots of videos of them doing CrossFit workouts with them. There you go, Kit. We need some little mini GORUCK workouts.
There you go. You can figure that out, I'm sure.
Right? Take them for a ruck. And then we also have expeditions. So, veterans can, for example, we did a rock climbing expedition out in Colorado, and it was just transitioning veterans, you go on the website, you fill out, you look at the list of expeditions planned, you fill out an application, and it's all expense paid. Travis Manion Foundation sends you on this trip. Last year we did one, I actually posted it on the Tuff page. It was a bike and build. So they were riding bikes from, I think it was Maine down to Washington, and they stopped along the way and did service projects. And then we have twice a year, during Travis's birthday week and death day week. So November and in April, we have Operation Legacy, and those are volunteer projects. So anyone who wants to have a volunteer project as small as, you know, we want to build, we're doing some here, building ramps for paralyzed veterans, getting high school students to do it. Well, you have a project you want done, you can contact us. We build out a website and we send t-shirts, and, you know, people can go on and register, and you have the event, and then we send them all a Travis Manion Foundation t-shirt, and you've done a service project in memory of a fallen hero. So just, it just all comes together to, you know, make sure that we have a nation of purpose-driven people who are going out and engaging with each other and remembering people who have sacrificed for them, which, you know, puts everybody in the state of mind of being grateful and appreciative. And that only can affect all of our lives in the very best way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
No problem. Thank you. I mean, it's awesome. I love, you know, getting the word out and working together and all this stuff. So this has been great.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say something about, you know, I tell Kit, I think I tell you every single day, Kit, how grateful I am. I hope I do. I am so grateful to for the GoRuck platform and being able to talk to everyone, because I think that GRTs are just extraordinary people, and that this message resonates with them, and it's what they really believe already. And I wanted to share that when I, you know, as I'm managing these numbers and doing all these spreadsheets and looking at all these registrations, when I go through, when people register for the 9/11 Heroes Run, they're given an option. One of the questions is, would you like to donate $9.11 to empower veterans, to change these kids' lives, and to empower families of the fallen? And when I go through that list, I promise you, every GoRuck registration has that $9.11 donation beside it. It's pretty amazing. It's just like you hit that piece in the spreadsheet and it just fills in. So I'm very proud of being part of this community, and I thank you for having me in it.
That's incredible. And Kit, I mean, thank you as always for the incredible support. I mean, you've been a huge supporter of All They Ruck Off since forever. As far as we've been working together back, I think our emails go back to like 2013 or something crazy. And
sounds about right.
And Heather, thank you so much. You're incredibly responsive on the emails and just super excited for this. And I truly, truly appreciate that. And for the discount code All Day Ruck Off to get the discount on the Rucking Division. My final big question, if there are people who are listening, we talked about CARC, Cleveland Area Wrecking Crew, earlier. Obviously, it's probably too late in 2018 to get a established event up. But if there's ruck clubs who this message is just really resonating with, and they want to put on a ruck in their town or their city for 2019, how hard is that? And what is the process like through working with Travis Manion Foundation to make that happen?
So they should just reach out to me. You know, and they can find me on you know, Facebook, Heather McAlexander Williams, or they can send me an email at heather.williams@travismanion.org. And I can send them the race director guide, which Kit saw. That's often the first thing I do is send it to them. And if they come back, they don't hide from me after that. then I know they really want to do it. It's about 27 pages long, and it can be a little bit overwhelming, but I send weekly emails out to each race director saying, you know, these are the things you need to be focusing on this week, and links to how all those things are done. And if they have any problems with them, I step in and help them. We provide all the medals, the t-shirts, the posters, the banner, all that stuff. Not that that means there's not a lot of other stuff to do, but Travis Manion Foundation, it basically franchises these runs pretty well. I think we do a good job organizing them. What do you think, Kit? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah. It's been very easy. I mean, I wouldn't want to say easy, but it's one of those things that, I mean, our location especially, you know, we have a great timer with who's done this race for the last few years, and he's been very helpful to get, like, all the permitting done with us. And it's been a very, like, you know, non-intrusive, like, it's not like you're like having to run around and start from scratch. So it's kind of nice that Travis Manion Foundation has this, you know, race director guide set up. They've got, you know, steps along the way. They check in. I mean, Heather, like you said, Brian is very great at, you know, community. I mean, Heather and I text pretty much every day. And it's just a matter of just, you know, stay in contact. And if you have questions there, you know, Heather and anyone else there is willing to help out and make sure that you're getting your stuff done on time and that you're set up for success. So, I mean, I can't speak highly enough. So if you're interested and want to do a race, I would highly recommend reaching out to Heather, getting, you know, all the details, and then just planning on kicking it off in 2019.
Yep. And they're all obviously 5K runs, and then they have the Go Ruck division. So you have runners, walkers, and ruckers that attend. But we only do 5Ks. We don't do, a lot of people say, well, can I turn it into a marathon? You may not. And really the reason for that is it goes back to the original intention, which is to make sure that people stop and remember the people we lost on September 11th and all those we've lost since that day and in the various conflicts. And so we want to make sure that the 9/11 Heroes Run is always accessible to everyone, young, old, in shape, not in shape, color run people. Sorry about the color run joke. I just can't let it go. But you just want anybody and everybody to come out there. It shouldn't be like a you know, a superstar athlete, you know, like a heavy. There should be a low barrier to entry because we just want everybody in the community to come out and engage with each other in remembrance and have a great day.
I think that's incredible.
And for a lot of them to throw up rucksack, go ruck on and try rucking too. You know?
Absolutely. We love it. We love seeing the people that are new ruckers, old ruckers, everyone. I mean, it's great. We love building the community even more.
We, Kit and I have talked about this, Brian, but there's some posts on my Facebook page about a pretty amazing TMF Spartan, a Travis Manion Foundation member who's a Gold Star widow. Her husband was killed. And she asked me at an event, she said, what's this rucking thing you do? I want to learn all about it. And so I was vacationing where she lives in Coronado. We went for a couple rucks. And the next thing I know, she's ordered a rucksack. She's ordered plates. She's signed up for the 9/11 Heroes Run, which she's actually going to ruck. This is pretty amazing. She's going to ruck it on the 5-year anniversary of her husband's death with her little boy. And but then she turned around and registered for the marathon, and she's to do the MCM, and she's crushing her training, and she's got this pack of ladies out there with her who are training for it with her, and it's developed like this whole little brand new Go Ruck family over on Coronado. I just love it. It just makes me really happy to see that happening.
That is so cool. That's amazing. So I went through everything I had on my list that I wanted to make sure that we touched on. Heather, is there anything else that you want to talk about related to either Go Ruck, Travis Manion, the Travis Manion Foundation, the 9/11 Heroes Run, or anything at all that you would like to talk about?
You know, I probably should have mentioned our website, travismanion.org.
Perfect. And I'll definitely make sure to include the website, travismanion.org, so everyone will get it right off the bat.
perfect. I can't thank you enough, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the All Day Rock Off podcast. I really hope you enjoyed that interview with Kit and with Heather. I had a great time talking with both of them, and their passion for rucking, for GoRuck, for Travis Mannion Foundation, everything definitely came through. It was a really, really fun time. If you're interested in registering for the 9/11 Heroes Run, head on over to travismannion.org. The link's right at the top of the page to get registered. You can use the code ALLDAYRUCKOFF for 10% off of your registration, which is good through September 1st. If you run a ruck club or are a member of a ruck club, I would highly recommend it checking out if there are any events local to you. And if there aren't, check out our show notes. We have an email address there, and you can set up your own 9/11 Heroes Run shadow event. Sitting here thinking about it, it seems like a great way to bring out people who might not normally come out to a workout or to a ruck. You can promote it, share it with your friends, and I'm guessing that you'd at least get a couple people interested who otherwise might not be interested at all. And I'm betting that you could get a couple new faces out to the event. If you enjoyed this episode and want to support the podcast, please head on over to either iTunes or our Facebook page. Just search for All Day Rock Off and spend a couple minutes to leave a review. They are truly, truly appreciated. I love reading them, and they're just like wind in the sails to keep everything going. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and don't forget, attitude is everything. Keep yours positive, and drink hard, ruck harder.